Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum.
Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
We're learning Meseches Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. The sugya at the beginning of Kuf Lamed Vav is in the middle of the sugya of Shutfis. We're in the middle of a list of 10 mitzvahs. The Gemara in Kuf Lamed Heyam and Beis had brought the mitzvahs of Truma and Challah and Peah and Bechayra and Mezuzah. And here in Kuf Lamed Vav and Aleph, we add Meister, Matonis, Bikurim, Tzitzis, and Makkah, and by all of these mitzvahs, there's a Tanai of Bailus, and so there's a Salkadaitin that Shal Shutfis would be Potter, and in each case of the 10, the Gemara says, oh, but there's a Lashon Rabbim. It says Trumaschem, it says Riseisechem, it says Kamfe Big Dehem, Yerbiyamechem, and the Lashon Rabbim is Marmer that Shal Shutfim is also Chayav. Now, Rav Shach has a Ha'ar, Rav Shach and the Avi Ezri, in Hilchas Mezuzah, there's a long Arichas in the Avi Ezri in Hilchas Mezuzah, Perek Vav, and this Nekuda comes in the paragraph that begins with Acher Ha'iyun. He has a Ha'ara that all 10 mitzvahs on this list share a certain feature, that all of them, they're not a mitzvah that we could call Mutal Akakafta de Gavra, that every Yid has a Chiyuv to be Mafush Chumo, a Meister, or Bikurim, or to have a Mezuzah, or a Makkah, or a Tzitzis. All of these are mitzvahs that are only a Chiyuv with a Tanai. If you have a farm, you have Tvua, then you're Chayev and Chumas and Maisus and Peah, Bikurim. If you have a Bayis, you're Chayev and Mezuzah and Makkah. If you have Tzitzis, you're Chayev and, if you have a Talaf, a Barbakampus, you're Chayev and Tzitzis. In all of these mitzvahs, the Bailus is a Tanai in the Mechayev. And then there's a Svar Gedoila that if the Shutfis, if a Bailus Meshutefis was good enough to be Mechayev you, it's also good enough to be Yetzidei Chevasai. Because whatever Schwachkeit, whatever Klishus one might think there is in a Shutfis de Kabailus, but that Klishus was already built into the Machayev. And Mamela, when you come to be Yetzidei Chevasai with a Heftza that has a Bailus Meshutefis, that's no worse than the way that the Chi was Chal on you in the first place. Masha Inkain, if you'd have a mitzvah like the mitzvahs of Kiddush, or Shefer, or Lulav, or Matzah, where there's a mitzvah, Akarkafta de Gavra. A person, every Yid has to do these mitzvahs. It's not if you own something. If it requires a Heftza, you have to make it your business to go get the Heftza. You have to make sure that you have one, because you need to do the mitzvah. So then there's a Makom Gadol to say that if you only own a Peshutfis, so now the Machayev was Chal on you as a Yachid. But you're coming to be Yetzidei Chevasai with something that you only own as part of a Shutfis. So then there's a Shvachkeit in the Maisa Mitzvah, in the being Yetzidei Chevasai, which you didn't have in the Machayev, so then maybe you shouldn't be Yetzidei. And with this Zekt of Shach, we could explain what Lechayra is a big mystery in our Sugya, an omission, that something is missing in our Sugya, because here we have a list of 10 mitzvahs, where there's a Tanai of Bailus, and there's a discussion about what about Shal Shutfim, and we're missing the Mitzvah of Arba Minim. And to most of us, probably the most familiar mitzvah in which there's a Tanai of Bailus is the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Lekachtem lachem, the Gemara at the beginning of Luluv HaGadol Darshus, lachem mishalachem, lahitzeis hashol, that you're not allowed to use somebody else's luluv and esreg. And how come our Gemara didn't bring in that discussion? Now, before addressing that, so what's taka the din of a luluv shal shutfim and esreg shal shutfim? So the emes is that a Maseches Sukkah is really never mavur. There's no Gemara in Sukkah that discusses the din of an Esrig Shal Shutfim. The closest that we come is that the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph says that an Esrig Shal Demai is kosher, and the Rishenu Hamedayik from that Mishnah that if it will be Shal Tevel, an Esrig Shal Tevel is pasul. Not all Rishenu learn that way. The Ramban argues and says no, an Esrig Shal Tevel is also kosher, and he has a different pshat than the Mishnah about Demai. But Rav Rishenu argue with the Ramban and hold that an Esrig Shal Tevel is pasul. Why is Esrig Shal Tevel pasul? So there's a Tosfos, at the bottom, who says that the psul of an Esrig Shal Tevel is because the Kohen and the Levi have a chelek in the mumminess of that Esrig. Memela, it's an Esrig Shal Shutfim, and that's a chasaron in the Lachem. So Tosfos over there in Sukkot Lamed Hei says that there's a psul of Shutfis by an Esrig. But again, a Gemara Maseches Sukkah we don't have. Where's the Gemara? So Tosfos refers to Bava Basra Daf Kaf Lamed Zayin. Bava Basra Kaf Lamed Zayin, it says that if there's an Esrig in a Tfusas Habayis with the Achim or Yerush from their father, then each of the Achim is not able to be Yetzidei Chevasai with that Esrig. Now, not all Rishenim learn like Tesis. The Rashba says a different pshat in that Gemara. It doesn't mean to possible shal shutfim. But Rav Rishayim Taka learn that that Gemara of Abbas Kof Lama Zayim means to say that an Esker shal shutfim is possible. The Kan HaBein Shayel. So why Taka is an Esker shal shutfim possible? Why is the Esker shal shutfim left out of our Sugya? And why isn't the Taka Chayiv? If all the other mitzvahs that there's a Tanai in the, of Bailas, we say that shal shutfim is good enough. It's kosher with a Esker, with a, Shal Shutfim. So how come by Esrik, by Araminim, we're more machmer and we say that Shal Shutfim is possible? So Zog Drev Shach, this Svara that we said explains it. Because the mitzvah of Araminim, the mitzvah of Lekachtam Lechem is different from all the 10 mitzvahs that are mentioned in our Sugya. 11 mitzvahs if we count Rashi's Hagez. 11 mitzvahs in our Sugya. All of those are mitzvahs with a Tanai in the Mechayev. The Bailus is a Tanai in the Mechayev. So the Chi was only Chal on the Bailus. So if the chi was chal on a bailus mishutefes, then there's no chesaron in using a cheftz mishutefes to be yetzideh chavasai. But by arbaminim, where there's a mitzvah al kolachet ve'echad, the chi was chal on the yachid, on the individual, ba'asher hu, a yid, and then he comes to be yetzideh chavasai with one that's only partially his. So who says that satisfies the requirement of bailus that you need for esrik? That's why an esrik shal shutfim, arbaminim shal shutfim is worse than all of these other mitzvahs shal shutfim. So that's the first part of the shtickle. Rav Shach says he has a very nice svar to explain why Arbaminim should be different than all the mitzvahs in our Sugya. Oh, but the problem is that the Rishonim already talked about the Kasha a little bit, and L'cheri, they seem to say something different. The Rashbam of Abbas Kof Lamed Zayin, he asks the Kasha. He asks, here we're learning again, he learned the Pashas of that Sugya, not like the Rashba. The Rashbam learned that the Gemara about the Esrik B'Tfusas Habayis means to say that an Esrik Shal Shutfim is Pasul, and he asks, why is it possible? I have the Gemara in Rishis HaGeiz. He brings down our Gemara, where the Gemara says about 10 different mitzvahs, that if it's written b'lashon rabim, then it's marba shal shutfim. So Esther is also, l'kechtem l'chem, it's written b'lashon rabim, why isn't it marba shal shutfis? And the Rashbam answers, because the lashon rabim by Esther is written in the maisa mitzvah, not in the cheftza shal mitzvah. All these others, it says, we say seichem, it says bigdehem, it says it says shumaschem. All of these are a lashon rabim in the cheftza shel mitzvah. Zok the Rashbam, if it would have said priet hadarchem anaf eitz avoischem kapos tamarchem, then in nechanami it will be marmish shel shutfim. But it doesn't say priet hadarchem. It says ulakachtem. So ulakachtem, that's talking about the ma'aseh mitzvah. So we have other drushes for that. We darshin from there shetei lekicha l'chal achad ve'achad. But we don't use that to darshin that shel shutfim is chayev. Or is kosher, because it's not written the Lashon Rabim in the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. So now we have Ha'ara. Rav Shach had said that we could explain why Arbaminim is different based on a Svara. But the Rashbam, and there's a similar verse in Tosfos and Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin as well, Ayin Sham, not exactly the same, but in Yaneinu, similar enough, the Rishonim seems to learn that the reason why the Araminim is different, the reason why we're not marred by the Araminim to be kosher, is because of the Pesukim, the way the Pesukim are written. Well, but the Emes is Zok Drev Shach, that we have a different problem with the Rishonim. The Rashbam asked the Kasha, and this is very negay the Shlach Kavitari of our Gemara. The Rashbam of Abbas asked the Kasha that we should have been marred by the Esrik Shal Shutfim because it's written by Lashon Rabim, like it says in our Sugya. Zok Drev Shach, why is he asking from our Sugya? Our Sugya, the whole Gemara that we're learning here, is not written Aliba de Hilchasa. Our whole Sugya is only written Aliba de Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi, who argues on the Chachamim by Reishis HaGeiz. We had on the bottom of Kaflam Ham and Aleph that Rabbi Loi holds that Reishis HaGeiz, Gizah Shal Shutfim is Potter. And the Chachamim hold that it's Chayat. And then we had Rava coming along on Kaflam Ham and Beis and saying that even Rabbi Loi, who patters a Giza Shal Shutfim from Reishis HaGeiz, will be minded by these other 10 mitzvahs that Shal Shutfim is Chayiv because they were in B'Lashon Rabim. So the Lashon Rabim tells us that when it's been B'Lashon Rabim, then even a Reloi will be minded that Shal Shutfim is Chayiv. But we don't pass it like a Reloi by Reishis HaGeiz. We hold that even by Reishis HaGeiz, where there's no Lashon Rabim, it just says Tzincha, we hold that over there also Shal Shutfim is Chayiv. So that means that we don't need a Lashon Rabim to be Marbeh Shal Shutfim. So, we hold that there's tam no basis to pater Shal Shutfim, even though there's a Tanai of Bailus, but Shal Shutfim is also called that it's yours. That's also Makayim, the Tanai of Bailus. So, Frek Rav Shach, The Mechas Baruch also in Siman Sadi Hey read Zayis much of the same raid, the Kashas, the Terutzim. Why is the Rashbam asking that we should be Marben Esk Shal Shufim because it's written B'Lashon Rabim? He should have said better. He should have said that we pass on like the Chachamim, that an Esk Shal Shufim should be Chayiv even without a Lashon Rabim. So the Rashbam should have asked better, and not only that, but the Rashbam's Teretz is also not a Teretz. Because the Rashbam's Teretz was that, well, the Lashon Rabim is written the wrong way. It's not written in the Chefts, it's only written in the Maisa. But if I leave it to Hilchasa that we pass on the Chachamim, you don't need it to be written Lashon Rabim. So what's Taka the Teretz? Why is an Esek Shal Shutfim puzzle? The Chachamim hold that Shal Shutfim is always kosher and you don't need a Ribui for it. So we don't understand what's the Rashbam's Teretz. We don't understand why the Rashbam asked the Kasha the way that he did. But now let's come back to the first Ta'ara that we had, that Rav Shach had said that there's a very Gleich HaSvarah to be Mechalik between Esrig and all the other mitzvahs. Why did the Rashbam need to come up with other terutzim altogether? And Zok Rav Shach, Kush She'achas Meturetzas B'chaverta. Because Avada, the starting point is that according to the Chachamim, you shouldn't need a pasuk. The Chum hold that by all these mitzvahs and Esrig, by all these mitzvahs, Shal Shutfim is Chayiv, you don't need a pasuk to be Marba. You don't need a Lashon Rabim to be Marba. But that was partial to the Rashbam. That was the Chum Ar Mechayiv Shal Shutfis Misvara. That's not going to apply by Arba Minim, because of the Svara that Rav Shach said before. That by Arba Minim, where the Chiv is Mutal Hakaf to the Gavra, I have a Chiv in the mitzvah as a Yachid, and now I'm coming to be Yisrael Chivasa with one that's only mine, B'teres Shutfis, Mehechet Yisrael, that should work. So that which the Chacham held Misvara, even with Adalash and Rabbim, that Shal Shutfis should be Chayav, that of Vad you don't have by Arba Minim. Nervous, the Rashbam was asking a Lomdash Akasha. That Hagam, that the sheet of the Chacham, the Tabim Chayav Shal Shutfis Misvara, you won't have by the Arba Minim, because over there the Chiv is Mutal Akarkaf to the Gavra. So good, so that means that Misvara, Shal Shutfim should be Pater. But that should only make the Chachamim as bad as Rabbi Lai. Rabbi Lai also holds that Misvara Shal Shutfim should be Pater. But then Rabbi Lai holds, but when we find the Lashon Rabim, that's going to be Marba Shal Shutfim. So affect the Rashbam, by Arbaminim, Ulakachtim Lachem, is written by Lashon Rabim. So let the Lashon Rabim work for the Chachamim by Arbaminim the same way that it does for Rabbi Lai by the other mitzvahs, and it should be Marba Shal Shutfim. To that end, for the Rashbam, no, this Lashon Rabim is written the wrong way. It's written in the Maitz, it's not written in the description of the Chefza, therefore it's not Marba anything. So therefore, the Chachamim by Araminim will blibe the same as Rabbi Lai by Shar Mitzvahs, and that'll be Maitzi as a Shutfis, and that's why Taka and Esrik Shal Shutfim is Taka Pasol. So to chaz over Bekitza, the Yisaydei HaDvarim, in Esrik Shal Shutfim, Araminim Shal Shutfim is Taka Pasol, the Pasha, just based on the Gemara and Babasu Kaflam and Zayin. The Rishenim are bothered Maishna from the mitzvahs in our sugya. The Rishenim give a teres that the Lashon Rabim is written differently. Rav Shach had the ha'ara that L'chay Rekoin is Chachamim, it's not really totally on a Lashon Rabim. Zog Rav Shach, but that which Chachamim held that Misvar Shal Shutfim Shebichayev, that's only when it's not Mutal HaKakaf to Degavra. By Arba Minim, no one would say that Misvar Shal Shutfim Shebichayev. The only kasha of the Rishonim was, but Al-Kaponim, the Lashon Rabim should be Marbit, and to that they give a good teretz, that the Lashon Rabim is written the wrong way, and therefore we take a hold that an Esrei Shal Shutfim is possible. Let's take a look now at the first of the mitzvahs, the individual mitzvahs that the Gemara discussed on Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. The Daf begins with a discussion of the mitzvah of mezuzah, which at the end of Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, the Gemara had pointed out that from Beischa we would think that Shal Shutfis is Pater. But we learn from the Ma'an Yirbu Yimei Chem B'Lashon Rabim that Abaye Shal Shutfim is Chayiv. So then why does it say Beischa? So on the top of Kuf Lamed Vav of Manalaf, the Gemara says, Derech Bi'ascha Menei Amin. Frek Toysvis Dibramatzcha Beischa. Tema, amay le ka'amar, lemu'uti shutfis to'evi ka'chavim, keti ka'amar b'chahani t'la'el. Taisa says that there were three Gemaras on the previous daf, by Chuma, by Peya, by Bechera, and as well as another one a few lines later by the mitzvah of Meiser, where the Gemara says that if I have a Lashon Rabim, that's Marbish Shal Shutfis, but on the other hand, I have a Lashon of Lacha. So we learn that Shal Shutfis of Yisrael is Chayav, but Shal Shutfis of Evi ka'chavim is Potter. So for Taisa, why didn't the Gemara say the same thing over here by Mezuzah, that Abaye Shal Shutfim Yisrael is Chayav, but a bias shall shutfim with an oivik chavim is potter. Tesis doesn't answer the kasha. But in the Chiddush Rashba, the Rashba asks the same kasha, and answers as follows, Nearly mishum mezuzah chayvas hadar hu u l'shmira asuya, since mezuzah the person who's living in the house needs a mezuzah to protect him inside. So afilu shutfis the goy, Yisrael hador batzarech shmira. Who cares if you have a shutif who's a goy, safe kol safe, the yid that's living inside needs his shmira no less than any other yid that's living in a house. Since the mezuzah is coming for the shmira sabayis, it's mistaber that shal shutfis of avik chavim would also be chayav. Now, the Rashba is mechudishtik for a number of reasons. One thing that's interesting about the Rashba is that we would take, the Chazal would take the tam of the mitzvah and use that to be mechriya haradarsh in the miyutim. There's a drush of beischa, als the pasuk itself, it could have come l'mu'uti, shal shut v'sevi kachavim, but since that's not mistaber given the tam of the mitzvah, so Chazal decided not to darshan it that way. So that's interesting. But what's even more striking is that over here the Rashba is neming on as such a davar pashut, that Shmiras Habayis, Shmiras Hadar Bebayis is the time for the mitzvah of mezuzah. But really there seems to be a big machlokes v'shenim about that. There's a Rambam in Perakei Halacha Dalet of Hilchas Tefillin and Mezuzah v'Sefer Torah, where the Rambam writes very, very strong words, k'neged, a practice which the Hagreis Maimoni points out was not such an uncommon practice among the Ashkenazim, and in the Sefer Yerayim he actually endorsed this practice which the Rambam was criticizing. But the Rambam writes, people that write holy things inside the mezuzah, other than the parshiyos of the mezuzah itself, they add shemos. Now, before we continue and see what the Rambam writes about those people, in the Gemara's Maimoni it says that in the Sefer Yerayim he describes the whole tzuras hamezuzah, what it's supposed to look like, where you write this shem and that shem, and what types of shapes you put into it, all sorts of inyanim that are added to the mezuzah, so that it should provide a better shmira for the bayis. The Rambam writes on people that do that inside the mezuzah, harehim b'chalal mishein lehem chilek lo'ilam haba. The Rambam says, she'ilu ha'tipshim lo'idai lehem shebitlo ha'mitzvah. Not only did they ruin the mitzvah mezuzah that they were trying to do, ella, she'oisen, they're going and taking a mitzvah g'day l'shehichet shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'avasei v'avidasei, ki'ilu hikamei l'hanas atzman. Something which was given as a mitzvah kedela for Yichud Hashem, that's Hashem Alekhinu Hashem Achor, Ahavosei v'ahavtos Hashem Alekhecha, Avoidosei l'avdei b'chol levavchem, these are the psukim that are in the mezuzah, and he's taking a mitzvah that's devoted for those purposes as if it was a kamei l'hanos atzman. Now what does he mean by those words, kamei l'hanos atzman b'pashus? That means for the Shemira Sabayis. And the Rambam is criticizing those people that take a mitzvah whose time is really Yichud Hashem, Havasei, Avidasei, and making it as if the time of the mitzvah is the Shemira Sabayis. The Hagos Maimoni in Perak Aleph, besides the Hagos Maimoni of an art, that brings down that the Yireim had such a different perspective from the Rambam on the mitzvah of Mezuzah, but the Hagos Maimoni in Perak Aleph is Zion, where he writes Befeirish, that this Rambam argues on the whole concept of a mezuzah coming for Shemira Sabayis. So he holds that according to the Rambam, the mezuzah is not coming for Shemira Sabayis. And the Ramach in Parakeh, the Ketzav Mishnah brings down that the Ramach asked on the Rambam, how is the Rambam going to learn the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph that tells a story about Unklus Hager, where Unklus told the Roman guards how the mezuzah provides a shmir for his house. And the Ramach answers, or the Ketzav Mishnah rather answers to the Ramach's Kasha, that he could say that he was just saying that for the Roman guards to think so, but Lav Dafka, that that's true, Aliba de MS. But I'll call upon him, you see from the Kasha that the Ramach named on, that the Rambam denies the whole idea that mezuzah comes for Shemir Sabayis. There's also a Rambam, which is Kedai to know, at the end of Hilchas Mezuzah, that's Perak Vav, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam comes to describe the Tam for the mitzvah of mezuzah, the purpose, the inyan of the mitzvah of mezuzah. And he says, Shekol Eish Shei Kaneis V'yetzei, Yifka v'yichud shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yizkar ahavasai, v'yayar mishinasai ushkiyasai b'havlei hazman, v'yayda she'in sham davar ha'imei la'ilam la'ilam ha'ilamim ella yediyas tzur ha'ilam, u'miyad hu chayzer ladatei v'hilich v'dar chaymei sharim. Omru chachamim, the Rambam continues, kol mishayish l'tfilim b'reishay v'zrayi v'tzitz b'vigdei mezuzah b'pischay murzik leishla yechta, the end of Perek Vav of Hilchas Mezuzah. Al Kopanu, it seems from the Rambam that the reasons for the mitzvah mezuzah have nothing to do with the Shemiras Habayis. It's kedai to note that the Ramban at the end of Parashas Boy also has a discussion about reasons both for tefillin and for mezuzah, and there's no mention over there about Shemiras Abayas. On the other hand, we have, as we mentioned before, the Yireyim, who has a whole description of what we could do to the mezuzah to enhance the Shemiras Abayas. Certainly seems like he's naming on that the purpose of the mitzvah mezuzah is, at least partially, the purpose is Shemiras Abayas. You have the Gemara that we mentioned before in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph, where that's certainly the Pashas. And the Kesef Mishnah adds that there's another Gemara which is harder to get out of, the Gemara in Menachas Daf Lamed Gimel, where it says that the mezuzah should be put bePesach Hasamach L'Shus Rabim, and one of the reasons that's given over there is Ki Heichi Disinteray, that it enhances the Shemira for the Bayis L'Chayiritz BeFeirush Gemara, that the purpose of the mezuzah is for the Shemira Sabayis. And the way the Ramach and the Igros Maimoni understood the Rambam, L'Chayiritz Akash on the Rambam, the Igros Moshe in Yerideya Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, where Moshe Feinstein writes that could be had, the way the Rambam will learn those Gemaras is that although the tam of the mitzvah mezuzah has nothing at all to do with the shmira, but a mitzvah, any mitzvah, doing mitzvahs has a koyach to be made yinumatzel on a person. So every mitzvah provides a shmira for a yid. The more mitzvahs that we do, the more protected that we are. But Ramosha is meisif with mekayris ve'inkan mekayim ve'laharech. Ramosha is meisif that when the mitzvah pertains to a particular chefza, so then this segula of the mitzvah of providing shmira is misyachi to that chefza. Memela, the mitzvah mezuzah, since it's done on the bayis, so it's koyach to provide shmira, which is, it shares with all mitzvahs, but by mezuzah, that koyach will be misyachi to the bayis. So memela, a mezuzah, the Rambam could be moida, that a mezuzah will provide shmira for bayis, but that should be the reason for the mitzvah mezuzah, that the Rambam, that's what the Rambam disagrees with, at least according to the reading of these Rishonim that we mentioned. Al Kapanim, we've seen that it's not at all pashut that the mitzvah of mezuzah is for the purpose of Shemiras Abayis. Yes, it is the pashtus of these two Gemaras that we mentioned, but the Rambam seems to learn not like that. So coming back to the Rashba, so it is very interesting that the Rashba named on that the reason for the mitzvah of mezuzah is Mishum Shemiras Abayis, at least partially, and Ad Kedei Kach, that Chazal would decide which way to darshan the pasuk, and it's not mistaber to darshan it the way that they darshaned it by the other mitzvahs, because by mezuzah it's for shmiras abayis, so you can't be mamait abayis that's owned b'shutzes on levi kachavim. The Rambam, this Rashba l'chayra is naming on not like the Rambam le'in in the time of the mitzvah of mezuzah. Now this Rashba is not only important because of its agadat zedika implications, what it says about the time of the mitzvah of mezuzah, but the ezim shita that he says, that a house that's owned b'shutfus with an evi kachavim is chayv and mezuzah, is not like we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Siman Reish Pei Vav, after the Mechaber brings the halacha that a bayis shal shutfim is chayv, the Ramah says, but if it's a shutfus with an akum, then it's pater. The Ramah is quoting this b'shem Mordechai in Mesechet Avodah Zarah. The going over there is ma'ir, that the Ramah is, why the Ramah paskin like the Mordechai against the Rashba? The Rashba Mesechet Chulun says not like that. Rabbi Kivayger in the Shalas Shuvah Siman Samach Vav is Moisif that it's not Stam that we found the Rashba in Maseches Chulin. The Poskim over there, the Beis Yosef already brought it down as a Machlokes. He brought down that the Rashba holds that Yerchayev. So why did the Ramah deliberately decide to be Seisim like the Mordechai Keneged the Rashba? That's very unusual. Rabbi Kivayger wants to say a Shekel Torah. There's a Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Dalet. Haseicher Bayis B'chutz La'aretz. Eretz Yisrael has a different story, but in Chutz La'aretz Haseicher Bayis. Kol shloishim yom patur min ha-mezuzah. Mikan ve'ilach becomes chayv in mezuzah. What's pshan in this chiyuv la'achar shloishim yom? Tosis over there starts off with a mahalach that really it's a chiyuv d'iraisa, even though he doesn't really own it. But a seicher is chayv mi d'iraisa. The only reason why teich shloishim yom he's patur is because teich shloishim yom is not really considered a dira. You need 30 days for it to be considered a real dira. But then Tosis is chayzer. Tosis is second mahalach, which Rabbi Kivayger Nemzon is the ikker shita of Tosis, is that if teich shleishim you're pater, that means that me'ikar din you're always pater. La'achar shleishim you're also pater. Beischa, you need real bailas, a seicher, it's not beischa. So why la'achar shleishim yom are you chayev? Because it's din derabanan, it's mechzi, mechzi kedira. You've been there for so long, people will think that it's yours. Mechzi kedira, so you become chayev midirabanan. But midiraisa, Rabbi Kivayger says, the Tosfos says that one is never chayiv, and the Rush also paskins that way. That the din of a seicher bayis that becomes chayiv achar shloshim yom is only a chiyuv midirabanan. Now, Zot Rabbi Kivayger, that din of the Rishonim and Menachas, whether seicher achar shloshim yom is chayiv midiraisa or midirabanan, is really mitlatoli in this chiddush of the Rashba. Because if you're going to say that a bias that's owned by Shutfus with a guy is chayav because of the svara that milay boi shimur, that the mezuzah is coming to provide shmira, and everybody needs a shmira. Shutfus with an hakam also needs a shmira. If that's true, then a seicher bias is also going to need a shmira. A seicher bias would also be chayav midei reisa. So zogt the Rekiv Eger, that true, the shayla of shutfus with an akum, who discusses it lahed among the Rishain, and there's a Mardechai and there's a Rashba. But it's part of a much bigger sugya, because we have a Taisis, we have a Rosh, that hold that a seicher is not chayav midei reisa. So what would they say about the shutfus of an akum? They would say that that's also potter. So the Mardechai is not just the Mardechai, it's also a Rosh, it's also a Taisis. That's the way that we paskin on the shayla of seicher bias. We paskin like the Iker Shita in Rishainim, is that it's not chayav midei reisa, and mainly this Rashba becomes like a, not Mamash Adas Yochid, but more of a minority opinion. That's why the Ramah was Seitzim Keneged the Rashba, because we're not going to be Mechayev, the bias that's owned by Shutfus with the Rebbe Kechavim, any more than we're Mechayev, a bias that he's Seicher. And the Emma says, this Tzli that Rebbe Kiveger makes, Rebbe Kiveger was Mechavim to the other Rishenim in our Sugya. Only the Rashba, the Gra, Rebbe Kiveger, they only had a Rashba. They didn't have a Ritva, and they didn't have a Chedushi Haran. But if you take a look in the Ritva adds words when he says the same kash and teretz of the Rashba, but he adds the words. You know why the Gemara didn't say that the pasuk of Beischa is asilim uti shutfas of evi kachavim? Because the afilu hayahabayis kula yishel evi kachavim. The Yisrael darba chayav mezuzah tekaim la mezuzah chavis adarha v'yisrael b'chamakam tzarech shimur. So the Ritva adds that this svara that he's saying to be mechayiv in the case of the shutfus and Rebbe Kechavim is taka also mechayiv in the case of where it's kula shel Rebbe Kechavim. That means the case of a seicher. And while there are those that want to say that maybe, okay, the Ritva makes this Haysafa, but the Rashba didn't make this Haysafa, and as a matter of fact, in the Rashba in Meseches Shabbos, it taka sounds very much not like this Tliya that we're finding. Because the Rashban Shabbos Daf Kuflam and Aleph Amud Beis actually says, like the Rosh and like Tosfos, that the Chiv of a Seichel Achash L'Shem Yom is only a Chiv Midrabanan. Aber Lemaisa in the Chedusha Aran here in our Sugi, he writes Kosav HaRashba. And he also has the Hisafa in the Ritva. So it seems that we're just missing some words from our Rashba, but the Rashba here in Chulin Taka says Lahedya, like Rebbe Kiveger, that which he's Mechayev, the bias of its own Beshutfus and Levi Kavim, is because he's also Mechayev, a Seicher bias, Lachash Lashinim, Midei Reisa. I, the Rashba in Shabbos, is not like that Tzarechi, and that's Taka Shver. But at least the Rashba over here is Taka making the same Tzliya, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Chedush Sheiran, is making the Tzliya of Rebbe Kiveger. But Al Kapanim, that puts all of them Keneged, the Tesis, and the Rosh. And the name was like Rebbe Kiveger, it's Asi Shapir, why the Ramah Paskin, not like this Shita of the Rashba. Just to be Messiah, the Inyan of Mezuzah, we mentioned that the Mardechai says that you're Potter, and the Ramah Paskin is like the Mardechai, where's the Mardechai coming from? The Mardechai says that, meaning, I, Argamar, doesn't Darshan Beis Chalam Uti Shutfas and Rebbe Kechavim. So the Rashba is right, from Argamar, Ataka seems that while by Chuma and Maisa were Mamai to Shutfus and Nevi Kechavim, but by Mezuzah were not Mamai to Shutfus and Nevi Kechavim. Take a look inside in the Mardechai. The Mardechai says that by Mezuzah you don't need a Pasuk to Mamai to Shutfus and Nevi Kechavim. It's Pasuk that it'll be Pater. Because Mezuzah is different than the other mitzvahs that we're talking about, like Chuma and Maisa and Peya. On those mitzvahs, you don't need something to be whole in order to be chayav. Even if you need a shear, like Bereshis HaGeiz, you talking need a shear of Chamesh V'chayilis, Geizizais, but there's no such thing as a whole giza. As long as there's enough wool, so then you become chayav in Bereshis HaGeiz. But by bias, there's a shear of dalet al dalet, the size of a house, but more than that, it has to be a house. If you have a half of a house, even if it's very large, even if it's much bigger than dal and al dal, so a shear is not a problem of a shear, but if it doesn't, if somebody has just half of a house, so it doesn't have four sides, it doesn't have four corners, it's open in the middle, so that's not called a bayis shalim. A bayis shalim means im dalid zaviyais, the lashon of the Mardechai. And so, if you own it b'shutfis, with an ovi kachavim, so the chelik of the bayis that we can consider being owned b'chiyuv, is only a partial bias. A partial bias, even if it's big enough, if it's more than the shear, but if it's a partial bias, that's not called a bias. It's not a bias shalim im kol zoviyeseha. and therefore it's pater. Zogt Rav Shach in the Avi Ezi that we mentioned before, the Shtickel on Hilchas Mezuzah, Rav Shach says that the Svara that the Rashba said, the Rashba writes that because Mezuzah Chivas Hadar, and the Rashba adds the word Sarach Shmira, as we were mentioning before, but Rav Shach is stelling on the other half of the sentence where he writes Chivas Hadar, he says that those words of the Rashba are coming la'afuki from this Svara of the Mardechai. And he's saying that enchanami, if it was the cheftza of the bias that was machay of the mezuzah, then you'd need a bias shalim. If a person just has a chelik of a bias, that's not called a bias. It's not a bias im dalad zavios. But the bias is a chivas hadar. So it's not that I have a bias, that I own a bias, but it's that I have use of a bias. If I'm living in a bias, so then it doesn't need to be a bias shalim. As long as he has a dira within that bias, so even if the bias as a whole, you don't have a bias shalim shalchiyav, but one is being dar, there's a dira shalchiyav, a maisa dira shalchiyav within a bias shalim, that's enough to be mechayev. So Dr. Shach, this svara of the Rashba of Chayiva Sadev is coming lahitzi from that svara of the Mardechai of bias shalim im kol dal zaviyeseha. Let's take a look now at the Gemara a few lines later that brings in tzitzis. The Gemara says that we learned from Al Kanfei Vigdehem, which is written by Lashon Rabbim, that a talis shel shutfis is chayev in tzitzis. What about a talis that belongs to a shutfis with a guy? So bepashtus lefum riata, one would think that, like the Gemara said, by truma, by meiser, that shutfis of an akum is pater. So the pashtus would be that here again, shutfis shel akum is pater, like we saw that the Mardechai said taka by mezuzah also, even though there isn't a pasuk, but that the shutfis of a guy would be pater. And even though we saw a Rashba before that argues, but that was with a special svar of mezuzah chivas adar. So again, we would expect that by tzitzis, a talis that's owned with a shutfis and with an akum should be pater. However, there's a svara that we find in two of the achrayim, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, at the end of the tshuva that we were referring to before, Simon Samach Vav, and also the Malbim in the Artzei Sachayim, at the end of Simon Yud Dalid, they both are mechavin to the same svara. And they say avart, that talis tzitzis maybe is different than all the other mitzvahs that we've been talking about. Because there's a shaila in the Gemara whether tzitzis is a chayvas gavra or a chayvas mana, and we paskin that it's a chayvas gavra. What does it mean that it's a chayvas gavra? If it would be a chayvas mana, so if you owned a talis, then even while you're not wearing it, you'd have to make sure that it has tzitzis. But since we pass in Chavetz Gavra, that means that it's only while you're wearing it. So if you own a talis that you're not wearing, you're pater from putting tzitzis onto that. So Dr. Rikiv Eger, that means that even when you have a shutfis shel Yisrael, but since presumably we're not talking about a talis that two people are wearing at the same time, one person is wearing the talis, so at that time, he has a shutif who's pater from the mitzvah. When you're talking about truma, about meiser, so then if the tefuah belongs to two shutfim, so the two shutfim together are chayiv in the mitzvah of truma and meiser. But when we come to tzitzis, since it's a chayivas gavra, the one that's wearing it is chayiv, but it's owned 50% by somebody else who's not wearing it, so he's pater. So since the other shutif is always pater, so mali yisrael mali evik chavim. The same svara that says that a shutfis with a ovik hachavim in a talis should pater from tzitzis would also say that the shutfis of a Yisrael in the talis should pater from the tzitzis, because that Yisrael that's not wearing it is pater. So it's vital 50% owned by somebody who's pater. And if von Destwegen the Gemara says that we learn from a kafim v'gdehem that a talis shal shutfim is chayiv in tzitzis, then we should say again that kachli shutfis shal Yisrael, kachli shutfis shal ovik hachavim, and the talis that belongs to the shutfis with the Nei B'chavim should also be chayev from the same gezeirus hakasuv of Akan Tevik Dehem. That's Rabbi Kiva Eiger and the Artz HaChaim. They both say that misvara, it would be near Eloi Markeim, but ledina et sarach iyun. And the Mishnah Berurah Taka in Simon Yudal at Sif Katan Yud Zayin writes that a talis shel shutfis nachri v'Yisrael, you should put on tzitzis without a bracha. Mishnah Berurah is most of an interesting nekuda. He says that the same shaila of a shutfis nachav Yisrael is also negay by a shutfis ish v'isha, because the ish is also patura from the tzitzis. So just like shutfis of a nachri, one might think that that should pater from tzitzis. Again, if we say not like the Svar of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, we would say that a shutfis of the Yisrael is chayav, but a shutvis with a nachri is pater. The feed that svara, a shutvis, a talis that's only with a shutvis with an isha, would also be pater. Even though, as Shlomo Zalman Arbach points out, the isha is not really pater from tzitzis the same way that a nachri is. The isha is in a mitzvah of isha, and according to the minhag of Ashkenazim, if she would put on a talis, she would make a bracha like she does by other mitzvahs, as seisha, as man, grandma. But from this, if I can klapi the chiv of a ish, she's considered an eni mitzvah b'davar. And the meila, whatever we say about the shutfis with a nachwi, we'd also say about the shutfis with an isha. And the meila is like the mishmur in both of these two cases, we'd say that the talis is chayevis b'tzitzis v'lo yivarech aleha. Let's begin a new discussion now, which goes back to the opening discussion that we had at the beginning of this parak. We mentioned that there's a yisid disik hakira in Reishis HaGeiz about whether the mitzvah of Reishis HaGeiz includes a hafrasha or not. And we mentioned the Taisus and Bava Kama Daf Samach Vav, who says beferish that there's no hafrasha b'Reishis HaGeiz. But over here on Kuf Lamed Vav, there's a Rashi. Dibramaschal in l'chaboy elamiri shisay ve'elach. Just to chazer over the Gemara had said that according to Rilai, who learns the Gezerish of Nesina and Nesina from Truma, to learn that just like Truma is not Neig B'chutz La'aretz, so Tereish HaGeiz is not Neig B'chutz La'aretz. And then the Gemara has to kasha, I ma Truma Teveles. So why don't we say that also Reish HaGeiz is Teveles? And the Gemara said that we learn from the Lashon of a Reishis, that in l'cha boi ela me'reishi say ve'elach haran, that Zak Rashi, mi shehufresh, v'nasa Reishis hu shaloi. But before that, not. So Rashi is before that there's a hafrasha. Rashi uses the lashon mishah hufrash that the mitzvah Reishis HaGeiz begins with a hafrasha. The tzafnas panech, the regat shav again in the hilchas matnei saniyim perek aleph halacha beis is ma'ir that this Rashi l'chayra sounds not like the Tesis in Bava Kama. We'd make a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis, and this would stim. Remember with what we mentioned yesterday that Rav Nachum Parchovich had wanted to say. That Rashi on the Mishnah, who talked about Kinyani Gezela, would also sound like they argue, like Rashi argues with the Tesis in Bava Kama. So this Rashi here on Kuf Lamed Vav would stim with Rashi in the Mishnah. Abrazak the Ragat Shava, that even though the Lecher is a starker dig from this Rashi, but it's not correct. Zak the Ragat Shava, that true in this Rashi, Rashi is expressing a Shita, that there's a din of Hafrasha Bereshit HaGeiz. But don't learn from here that that's Shitas Rashi Alibi de Hilchasa. Rashi over here is going Alibi de Rabbi Loi. There's a Machlekes Tenoyim Rabbi Loi and the Chachamim about whether Reishis HaGeiz is Noeg B'chutz La'aretz. But what's the Yisayid of the Machlekes? That Rabbi Loi says that it's not Noeg B'chutz La'aretz. Why? Because he learns the Gezeirah Shavah Nesina Nesina Mitruma. And then the Gemara says, oh, Lefize, all sorts of other things that we should learn out. Maybe we should learn out that it's Teveles. The Gemara says that we would learn out that you can't be mafish min achi v'al ha'ptura, min al she'enei minoi, she'areha nikarem. Zak the Ragachav, by the same token, you could learn out from Chuma that there's a din of hafrasha. That ma Chuma has a din of hafrasha, so to Reishis HaGeiz, if there's a Gezeirashav, Nesina Nesina, so Reishis HaGeiz would also need a hafrasha. Meila Zek Rashi over here on Kuf Lamed Vav and Aleph, when we're talking about the Shita of Rabbi Loi, Zek Rashi Misha Hufresh, because according to Rabbi Loi, there's a din of Hafrasha. But since Lamaisa, we don't pass like Rabbi Loi, we pass like the Chachamim. So then this din of Hafrasha, this Rashi here is going Shalei Liba de Hilchasa. So Aliba de Hilchasa, it could be that Rashi is Taka Moide to Taisis. Everyone could agree that there's no Hafrasha Bereishis HaGeiz. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, the Derech Emunah that we referred to last time at the beginning of Perek Gidur of Hilchos Bikurim, Tainas, that even if this Rashi over here, if this was the only Rashi, maybe in the Chanam you could say such a Shtikol Teira to get out of this Rashi. But there's a Rashi in Bava Kama also, which seems to go with the same vert. Rashi in Bava Kama, Daf Samach Vav, the Dibra Maschel is Ad Shatzva'ai Pater. Rashi over there says, "I will kaidim shetzvai," but before the tzviya, mishechatvai zachabai. If somebody grabs a tfisa would help bereishis hagaz. You see it in Rashi and Bava Kama that tfisa helps bereishis hagaz. Frekt of Chaim Kanievsky. If there's no din of hafrasha, how could tfisa possibly help? If before I give the kain, if before I give it, There's no rishus. There's no rishus I gave over here. The whole mitzvah starts with the nesim. And then what did he grab? He grabbed some of my giza. How could Tfiza help on that? If there's a din of hafrasha, so I separated a certain part and I said, this is for the kohen. And then one kohen comes and takes it. So misha chat feza chabai. Even though at the beginning of that Rashi was saying that if the Bailam stole it, so there's no kohen that could come and be mazmino the din, because he could always say, no, I'm going to give it to somebody else. But misha chotfa, if somebody grabs it, meaning what? If somebody grabs the rachis agaz, meaning I was mafreshit and I was chal on it, that this is the rachis agaz, then I could hear that there's a din of tfisa. But if there's no hafrasha, if there's no din of hafrasha, even if I called it rachis agaz, but I could give something else as rachis agaz. So what could the kohen grab that would then be called he took the rachis agaz? So it can't be that there's a din of tfisa where there's no din of hafrasha. That Rashi in Bava Kamma stems with the Rashi over here in Chulin, that Rashi holds that there is a din of hafrasha b'reishis hageiz, not like the Taisis. And mainly he says, therefore, not to go with this mahalach of the Ragachavar, that the Rashi, by us, the Rashi in Chulin, is shalei b'dilchus, is only going to below. No, you see from the Rashi in Bava Kamma that that's really Shita's Rashi. Even though L'chayrin Svara, it's a starke taina, that if there is no hafrasha, so how could Rashi talk about a tfisa? Abulamaisa, there's something that makes Shita's Rashi more complicated. As Rav Nachum already is ma'irer, in the same shtukah that we were quoting from yesterday, Simon Samachtes, Eis Samachtes, in his Shiurim Amaruba, Rav Nachum is ma'irer, that there's a b'raisan daf tzadi gimel, which talks about a variation on the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah talked about a person had a rachis hageis, and then he was tzeveya, and the Mishnah says that makes him pata. The Braisa talks about a case where he was gozaz rishon rishon utzeva'oi. Now what about if he has five sheep, but as he shears each sheep, one by one, he's tzeveya the wool before he finishes the five sheep. The Braisa says, in mitzdarif, the wool that's already dyed is not mitzdarif with the white wool that's being shorn off now, and mamela, you never come to a full shear of reishis hageiz. Now what's pshat in that halacha? I shore one sheep's wool. There's no mitzvah of reishis hageiz. There's no mitzvah of reishis hageiz, so l'chayra, there surely can't be afrasha. There can't be afrasha. There also can't be any concept of it belonging to the Kayim, because not only didn't I designate anything as Rishis HaGez, I don't even have a Chiyuv of Rishis HaGez. Now, before I mention the Rashi in Bava Kamma that Rav Nachum Shtelz on, let's just point out that Tosis on Kuf Lamed Zayin and Mabez by us, we mentioned already that there's a Tosis on Kuf Lamed Zayin which really is going on the Mishnah. It's going on the words of the Mishnah, Ad Shet Tzvah Yipater, but the Tosis got put later on in the parak on Kuf Lamed Zayin and Mabez at the top. But Tosis over there also talks about this case. Tosfos makes a contrast. Tosfos says that although Rashi and the Mishnah talked about kinyone gezela, mazik matnas kahuna, as if there's mamon achirim over here that I'm being mazik or I'm stealing, but there's another case of gozas rishen, and over there you couldn't learn als mazik matnas kahuna, meaning to say, because like we just explained that over there, since the chi of rishen the case wasn't chal at the time that it was tiveya, so it surely didn't belong to anybody except for me. So if there's a musik of shinui over there, Taisa says that's not a din of shinui. Kind of Taisa doesn't speak it out exactly like this, but to put it into the terms that we used yesterday, the risk of zvart, that sometimes shinui has nothing to do with kinyanim. It's just legabi mitzvahs, that if there's a mitzvah on a certain chefza, and then I make a shinui and I change it into a different chefza, panum chatoshes ba'olakan, this chefza doesn't have that mitzvah like we find by esnan, that there's an isser to be makar of the esnan as a kerbom, but if she made a shinui in the esnan, then it's already kosher l'hakrava. There's no kinyanim over there, there's only one person, but she changes the din of the chayfetz al yedei the shinui, because panum chadash is bo l'kan. So Tosfos indicates that in the case of rishon utzva'oi, we would say the same word, that if shinui helps over there, it's the other kind of shinui. It has nothing to do with mamen achayrim, with gezeila, with mazik, with anything like that. Of his act of nachum, that the Rashi, or the Rav Nachum doesn't make the contrast to this Tosfos, but Rav Nachum says that the Rashi of a kamet of tzadi gimel uses the same words that he used about the Mishnah. Kananhu b'shinui, Rashi uses those words on the case of Gaza's Rishin Utsava'i. That even though he was talking about where he only shore one sheep, and the chiv wasn't chal, and so Allah has kama v'chama, there was no hafrash, there couldn't possibly be a hafrash, it wasn't mafresh anything, and nevertheless, Rashi talks about a kinyan shinui. And what that indicates is that even without a hafrasha, there's a musug of mamon koyin that's chal on the giza as a whole, that if I have a giza from sheep, so the koyin has a shibud on that, that a certain chelik of it, akapanam, an asina chashuva from my giza has to go to the koyin. And since that shibud is there, that could be considered mamon koyin already before the hafrasha. Now there's two chidushim in this. What I'm stelling on, or what was negated linyan nenu for right now, is that you see over there that there's a zechus for the kohen before the hafrasha. Because if it's before the chiyuv is chal, the only shore one sheep, so obviously there was no hafrasha. Really, you see from that, even much more than that, that this musug of mamon kohen could already be present even before the chiyuv is chal. The chiyuv is not nigmar, and yet vice versa, there's some kind of a sheiches to a chiyuv or to a potential chiyuv that could create a musik of mamon koyin even before the chiyuv is nigmar. That's a separate chiddush which is in kan mekayim, but that's what Rav Nacha wants to shtel on and address over there in his chiddush of Mavakama. But what I want to bring out in a Galen Yenenu is that I'll call upon him that which we were tining in the previous shir, that in order for there to be a musik of mamon acherim, mamon koyin, it has to be talking about after afrasha. I mean, the Rashi in the Mishnah that talks about kinyani gezela. Or the Rashi over here that talks about, or the Rashi rather in Bava Kamma that talks about a tfisa. All that only makes sense, we thought, if there's a hafrasha. But here you see al kerchuk that there's already a musig of mamon koyin before the hafrasha. That vibalt is a chiyuv to give something to the koyin. So already now there's a musig of a shibud that makes it like it's mamonai. Now I should point out that there's a makar akapanim to the musug. I'll explain a little bit why, what's the grace of chiddush shabai. But the makar to this musug is the Tosfos that just by coincidence we quoted at the beginning of the shiur, Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Hey. In Gansen, in a different inyan, we were talking over there about the din of shutfis by Matnis Kahuna, but we mentioned there that Tosfos says that we were talking there about the din of shutfis in Arba Minim. And Toises over there said that an Esrig Shel Tevel has a psul of Shutfim. That's Shel Shutfis. So, a few minutes ago, we were talking about the Chiddush of that Toises, that there is a psul Shutfis by Arba Minim. But now let's still on the other part of that. There's a Shutfis in the Esrig Shel Tevel. There's a Shutfis in every Tevel that there's any Chelik that belongs to the Kohen and a Chelik that belongs to the Levi. Even though it's before the Hafrasha. If it's Tevel, that means that there was no Hafrasha. So even before the Hafrasha, the Kohen is considered to have a momentistic achelek. That's a very big chiddush. There's a Rabbi Chanan in Bava Basra, on the Gemara, in Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel in Bava Basra, where the Gemara brings in the Musug of Matana Shalai Hurmu Kamisha Hurmu Damian. But there's a Machlaikis over there, Matana Shalai Hurmu, are they or aren't they Kamisha Hurmu Damian? Rabbi Chanan over there, and it's in the Kevet Shiurim, in Eis Shin Ayin Beis, Rabbi Chanan is Ma'irer, that the Tosis that I mentioned in Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey is Gara Grace Achidush, because Tosis over there assumes that there's already a chilek of for the Kehanim in the Esek Shal Tavel, but Lekuli Alma. Tosis is not toilet on the Machlaik is Matanish Lahumer Kamisha Humer Damian or Lav Kamisha Humer Damian. Even if you hold this love kamish hermudami, but there's already considered a musug of mamon koyin. Now the reason why this extra chiddush is particularly significant for us is because by reishis hagaze, it's not as pashut. By truma and meiser, it's not such a big chiddush to say there's a musug of mamon koyin. After all, the truma is teiveles, the meiser is teivel, so there's a musug of there. It's easier to hear that there's a musug of mamon koyin in the tevel. By Reishis HaGeiz, where there's no inyan of Tevel, and Amelie there's no Matonu Shalai Humer Kamisha Humer Damyan, so then it would be more surprising to say that even before the Hafrasha, we consider the whole Giza in its entirety that a Chelik of it belongs to the Kohen. But that's what you see from this Tosis in Sukkah. That even though Tosis over there is not talking about Rishis Gates, it's talking about Truma, but Tosis is not differentiating between the Mandamar Matanish Lomer Kamishu Hormudamion and the Mandamar Lav Kamishu Hormudamion. Even if you hold that it's Lav Kamishu Hormudamion, but there's still already a Musik of Mamakain, once you see that, then it's not such a big Chiddush anymore to say that the same thing could be true by Rishis Gates. So Al Kapanim, although maybe Yesh Lechalik, but there's a Mokara Koparim to the Musug that there could be Mum and Koyin on the Hafrasha before the Hafrasha from that Toisvis in Mesech HaSukkah. So over here, Baresh Sagez also, that which the Rashi in Bavakama says that it's Shaykh Tvisa, Lav Dafke is a Raya that it's talking about after Hafrasha and Mele that it's Shaykh Hafrasha, and so there's still a mockum to say, like the Ragachavar, that the Rashi over here, Misha Hufrash, is only going to leave it every loy, but Ba'alma, Rashi might agree that there is no Musug of Hafrasha. But even though we could be Mechalik like that to be Miyashiv, this Chiluk, this Vart of the Ragachavar, it would preserve his vart that Lagabi, the Raya, Hafrasha, there's no Raya from the Rashi and Bava Kama, that there's a din of Hafrasha. But the overall goal of the Ragachavar was really to say that by Rashi's Agaz, there's no Hafrasha and there's no din of Mum and Kain altogether. But Lidvarenu, we were coming out like that. Lidvarenu, we're really saying for Karak that there is a din of Mum and Kain, and just you don't need a Hafrasha for that. That even without a Hafrasha, they could also be a din of Mum and Kayin. So, Kavaram to Chazur of Bekitzer, the Shail of Hafrasha, there's a Taisus in Bava Kama that says, clearly there's no din of Hafrasha, Bereishis HaGeiz. There's a stark Kedik from a Rashi here on Ardaf, that there is a din of Hafrasha. The Ragachava has an Eitzah to try to get out of the Raya. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, but Rashi in Bava Kama says that there's a din of Tvisa, so Ein Lecha Raya Gadol Mizeh, there's a din of Hafrasha. So, to that, we will be in the Fakbek that maybe the din of Tvisa is not a raya, the din of Hafrasha, but in conclusion we said, but even if it's not a raya, there's a din of Hafrasha, but al-Kaponim, it's a raya, there's a din of Mum and Kain. The Gemara's discussion about the Machlekes of Eloi and the Chachamim, whether Reishis Hagez is Noeg Nechutz La'aretz, comes to its conclusion in the middle of Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ka'idne Noeg Alma Kahani Tilasabi Ka'ar Eloi Bereishis Hagez. So the Gemara concludes that although it's a das yachid against a rabbim, nevertheless the minhag ha'ilam is to be noyig like a bilay, and therefore halacha l'maitzer reishis hagez is not noyig b'chutz la'aretz. Rashi writes on the words k'bilay b'reishis hagez, zokt Rashi v'hu adin l'matarais. Matarais referring to Zerei l'chayayim v'keva, as after all the Gemara, the Braisa at the beginning of the sugya, when we learned the sheet of Rabbi Loi, he actually began with Matanois and said that we learn Gzer Shavar from Shuman that it's not Noeg B'chutz La'aretz. And then said V'chein, Rabbi Loi also said it about Reishis Hagez, but his Zikr sheet was by Matanois. So if the halacha is like Rabbi Loi by Reishis Hagez, Kol Shekein, the halacha should be like that by Matanois, and that's what Rashi writes. And the top Tosfos also agrees with Rashi, but Tosfos is Ma'ir, that there are starker kashas on this from the Gemaras in the previous parak. The whole parak HaZeraya is filled with stories of the Amiraim in Bavel who were noyeg matanis. So, l'chayre, that means that the halacha is not like a belay. That means that the halacha is that matanis are noyeg in chutz la'aretz. Tosfos ends up answering that even though at a certain time the Amiraim were noyeg matanis b'chutz la'aretz, but the later minhag, our Gemara is telling the meaning at the end of the Kufas Amarayim, it became that Matanis should not be Noeg in Chutz La'aretz. So that's the Maskana of Tosfos, the same as Rashi, that Halacha L'maisa, Matanis, like Reishis Hagez, are not Noeg B'Chutz La'aretz. But the Ramban Tainis, that if you have all of those Gemaras in the previous parak where you see that Matanis are Noeg in Chutz La'aretz, and you have our Gemara as well, he says there's a stark Gediik in our Gemara. If Rabbi Loi's Iker Shita was said by Matanis, then when we come to Paskin like Rabbi Loi, shouldn't we first mention Matanis and then let it be self-understood v'hu adin l'reishis hagez, or let the Gemara say both? Vosef is the Gemara should mention dafke reishis hagez, which was the second thing on Rabbi Loi's list, and the Gemara should leave out Matanis. It sounds very much bedafka. It sounds like the Gemara means to say that for some reason the halacha is only like Rabbi Loi b'reishis hagez and not by Matanis. Aye, it's hard to be masber why there should be such a chilek if they both learn from Gzeir Shav and Asin and Asin, and that we'll have to see in a few moments. But Al-Kopanim, the Ramban says that the mashmos of our Gemara as well as the Gemara in the previous perek is that Matanis are noig in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, Zekter Ramban, that's the halacha. the Olam is not knowing that way. In fact, the Rashba argues with the Ramban, and the Rashba says, Minhag Yisrael Torah. He uses this expression that about the Minhag Yisrael nowadays, we look around and we see that Yidden are not knowing the mitzvah of Zerah Lechayim, Akeva, and Chutz La'aretz. So that means, like Rashi and Taisis, that when our Gemara says the halacha is like Rabbi Lai, Bereish Sagez, it means V'hu Adin B'matanais. But the Ramban said, you know, the Ramban also acknowledged that the Minhag Ha'olam is not like that, but he's not mispoiled from the Minhag Ha'olam. The Ramban says, Ein Hadayr Doim Yafeh. The Enochanami, this is not something that's impressive about our generation. This mitzvah, the generation is not doing well. And the Ramban says, and it's not the first time that this happened with the mitzvah of Mataris. He brings the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Gimel where it says that when the Goyim were making Gezeris Roitz against the Yidden in Bavel, so there was a Gezeris that they made against the meat, against the kosher meat, and the reason for the gzeir was because Yidden weren't being makbid on the mitzvah of Matanais Kahuna. So he says, you see, already there were earlier generations where Chazal and Makatrik on Klaisol criticized Klaisol for not being nizhar on the mitzvah of Matanais. So too, the Ramban says, I would say about our generation that they should be criticized for not being knowing in the mitzvah of Matanais, because really it's clear from the Gemara that Matanais should be knowing in Chutz La'aretz. But the Rashba, like we mentioned, the Rashba tained in Minhag Yisrael Torah, and he adds him Einam Neviim Heim B'nei Neviim Heim. And therefore we can't say that if all of Klal Yisrael is not knowing Matanis and Chutz La'aretz, that really it's Shalei Kedin and that really it should be knowing Chutz La'aretz. In the Gemara, we only find that they were making Chutz La'aretz by Reish Segez and not by Matanis. The Rashba says an interesting svar. Zak the Rashba. But in Lamdu, says the Rabban himself, acknowledge that in Lamdu, you'd think like Rashi and Tosfos, that they both learn from the same Gezeir Shava, so really, if we're making on one, we should make on the other. In the times of the Gemara, they weren't an Echanami. In those days, they only decided to be Mekel, they only decided to follow the Das Yachar of Rabbi Lai, Bereshit Zagez, and not by Matares. But since it would have been a legitimate Minhag, if they would have been Noeg, like Rabbi Lai, the Matanis, that would have been acceptable also, because the same way you could pass on like him by Rashi's Agaz, it's just as legitimate to pass skin like him by Matanis. The only thing is, but in the times of the Gemara they didn't. So Zuck the Rashba. So just like in the times of the Gemara, a Minhag Yisrael had the Koyach to be Kaveya Halacha, so nowadays let our Minhag have the Koyach to be Kaveya Halacha. That goes into Minhag Yisrael Torah, that just like it was even though it was always a das yachid, but it's acceptable for to be making chutz la'aretz by Rishis Agez because nohog alma kerbi lo'i. So if at a later time in history it became nohog alma kerbi lo'i also by matanis, so that's also an acceptable minhag. So there's a very interesting machlokes between the Rashba and the Ramban about the koychei shel minhag. The Ramban was willing to say in a dur de miyafa. The Rashba says, first of all, you can't say that on something which is a minhag Yisrael, and secondly, he justifies the minhag by saying that our minhag nowadays has the koyach just like the minhag in the times of the Gemara had the koyach to be kaveya the halacha. But al kaparim, going back to the shoot of the Ramban. Shita the Ramban is Tzarech Bir and Lomdus. What's Taka the Pshat? The Ramban holds Halacha L'maisa that Matanis should be knowing in Chutz La'aretz. It's learned from the same Gezeir Shav as Reish HaZageiz. Reish HaZageiz is not knowing in Chutz La'aretz, so why should Matanis yet be knowing in Chutz La'aretz? So if you take a look in the Ran, who also holds the same as the Ramban, L'maisa, the Rashba and the Ritva were Mekel, like Rashi and Taisis, while the Ramban and the Ran, they're machmir, and they say that Matanis should be knowing in Chutz La'aretz, and the Ran says a svara, alumnus. And it's based on a diuk in the Gemara, in the Shakta Vitaria, back on Amun Aleph. In the Gemara on Amun Aleph, the Gemara asked, after we learned that according to Rabbi Lo'i, Reish Zegez is not knowing in Chutz La'aretz, because he learned the Gezer Shava from Chuma, so Reish Zegez and Matanis both are not knowing in Chutz La'aretz. Then the Gemara said, I ma Chuma Teveles. Af Rashi's Hagez Tevelas. If learning Gezeirah Shavah from Shuma to Rashi's Hagez, so why don't we learn also the halacha of Tevel? That there should be an Isser Tevel on the Giza before you do the mitzvah of Rashi's Hagez. Affect the Ran Akasha, and the Ramban really also is the same Kasha. Affect the Ran, why does the Gemara only ask this Legabe Rashi's Hagez and not Legabe Matanis? The Braisa had just said that Rabbi Lo'i makes the Gezeirah Shavah by both, and said that's not Na'ig B'chutz La'aretz, by both, because he learns that from Shuma, by both. And then the Gemara asks, so Tevel, let there be a din of Tevel by Reish HaZageiz. Why didn't the Gemara ask that there should be a din of Tevel by both? And Zok the Ran. And what's more, the Gemara gives a teretz, Omer Kra, and it brings a pasuk in Gezeres HaKatzah in the parish of Reishis HaGeiz. For Reishis Geiz, Seincha Titein Loi, we learn from there, Ein Lechaboy, Elamei Reishis Sei Ve'elach. So the Gemara's teretz only works for Reishis HaGeiz, by Reishis HaGeiz, there's Gezeres HaKatzah, that there's no din of Tevel. But by Matanois, the Gemara never asked it in the first place, and if the Gemara had asked it, the Gemara wouldn't have a satisfactory answer. So it seems clear that for some reason, it was always postured to the Gemara Misvara that there cannot be a din of Tevel by Matanais, even if there's a Gzeir Shava connecting it to Shuma. So let's talk about the Pshat. So Zok the Ran, because the Indian of the Ran says, because Matanais are less similar to Shuma, because they're mufrashis va'imdais. The Zeraya is a specific aver in the animal, and the same with Nulchayim, and the same with the Keva. And so, over there can't be an Isra Tevel. By Tshuma, where there's a whole crop of Tvua, there's a Kri, and you have to be mafresh some of it for Tshuma. It's all the same, all the wheat looks the same, the wheat that is going to be Tshuma, the wheat that's not going to be Tshuma, it's all the same, and you're going to designate certain wheat to be Tshuma. So since that Matana requires you to choose which ones, there's a din of Tevel. And the male by Reishis HaGeiz also, you have a lot of wool, and you have to pick some of the wool through Reishis HaGeiz. There could be a mitzvah of, there could be a din of Tevel. But by Zeraya L'chayim HaKeva, since they're Mufrashis V'Aimdais, the Zeraya already is the Zeraya, even before you give it to the Kohen. It doesn't need to be chosen to be designated. The Zeraya L'chayim HaKeva are Mufrashis V'Aimdais, therefore it isn't Shaykh by them, and it's a Tevel. The Meirul the Ran fears Ois. So I see from that Gemara Naman Aleph that Zeraya L'chayim HaKeva is different than the other two, than Shuma and Reishis HaGeiz, because the Mufrashis V'Aim Dais, and that's why there was ever a Havim, you know, there should be an Isra Tevel. So now, L'inyan, coming back, L'inyanenu, we're not so interested in what it tells us about the Isra Tevel. L'inyanenu, the Ran just says that since we see from that Gemara that Reishis HaGeiz is more Doime to Shuma than Matanais are, so Mamela the Gezer Shava is a more compelling limud from Chuma to Reishis HaGeiz than it is from Chuma to Matanais. And Mamela Vibal, even though Taka Abiloi personally didn't make this chiluk, and he held that we learn from Chuma to both of them, but the Nohug Alma, that which Klaiso decided to follow the sheet of Abiloi, it could be that they only followed him by Reishis HaGeiz, where it's Mastabir Tuva to learn from Chuma because they're doing it to each other. But it was never no galma to learn the Gzer Shava by Matanais. That is not learned from Tshuma, and therefore it is Naig B'chosaretz. Ad kan, the Pshat of the Ran, to explain why Matanais should be Naig B'chosaretz more so than Reishis HaGeiz. The Ramban didn't actually say this vart as a teretz of the Kasha, but Ayin Heitev, the Ramban, within the same shtickle, says Be'erich, the same vart in Lam, this is the same Pshat al-Kopanim in the Gemara on Omen Aleph about Tevel. What I want to bring out from these Rishonim is that we learn from this Ran and from the Ramban as well a very significant Nekuda about the Isra Tevel. They're saying that it's not Shayach, even a Havamina, that there should be an Isra Tevel by Zohar L'chayim HaKeva. Why? Because they're Mufrashis V'Aimdais. It's only Shayach Tevel where what's eventually going to be given to the Kohen is mixed together with the rest of the Tvua or with the rest of the Giza. The Asun Dereis declares the Chakira and called Beis, the Sefer Asun Dereis, Rabbi Yosef Engel, declares the Chakira, what's the estate of the Isra Tevel? One side, he says, is that the Isra Tevel is because you have to give some to the Kohen, meaning, so a certain part is going to be Truma, so before Amafreshit, the Truma is Me'urav with the rest of the Tvua, and that Taruvis is what makes the whole Tvua into Tevel. The aside of the Isra Tevel is really an Isra Taruvis, that it's the Taruvis Tshuma that asks the whole crop. The other side is, no, it's not because of the Taruvis. Before you mafresh the Tshuma, there is no Tshuma. You can't ask the crop because of the Tshuma. There is no Tshuma here yet. Or, maybe one could have argued differently, that even if part of it, is, even if there is some Tshuma here, but it's such a small part, it couldn't ask the whole thing, it will be batal. The reason why there's an Isra Tevel is because there's a mitzvah that you're supposed to do with your crop. When a farmer harvests his crop and he's memerech, the kri, he's nigmer malachtai, there are mitzvahs he's supposed to do, and the Torah is makbid, that you don't take it and enjoy it for yourself until you do the mitzvah. So first you give the tshuma, you give the maaser. When you finish doing the mitzvahs with your crop, then you could partake of it. But it has nothing to do with the Tshuma and the Meiser already being present, or HaKabon and the Tshuma already being present, and Mamela assering the crop where the Gedder of Teruv is. And that's when the Reisa says that there's actually a Machlekes Rashi in Tosis. He says there's a Rashi in Yevamos Daf Pei Vav. Rashi uses the Lashon Tevel, that the Isra Tevel is Mepnei Tshuma HaMu'urevespa. And Tosis over there at Sakasha, Tosis has a very stark attainment. If the whole Yisrael of the Isra Tevel is because of the Tshuma, which is Asur Lezarim, but what about Lekehanim? Lekehanim, the Tshuma, once you're mafshir the Tshuma, is going to be Mutaris Lekehanim. So it was if the whole Isser Tevel is only because of the Tshuma Amurevitzba, so why was the Tevel ever Asur to Kehanim? Lama Yisrael, the Halach is like that. The Halach is that Tevel is Asur for everybody, even for Kehanim. So Tosis feels that that's a Raya, that the Yisrael of this Tevel is not Mepnei Tshuma Amurevitzba, but Rashi used those words, that the Yisrael of this Tevel is Mepnei Tshuma Amurevitzba. And that's when the Rai says, Marech, he brings Mekeiris, Lekan, and Lekan, Gemaris, Rishonim, that are negated to this Chakira of whether the Yisr Tevel is Stamen Yisr, else they didn't do the mitzvah yet, or whether it's because of the Taruvus of the Tshuma Shavai. And Mekeira, these Rishonim here by us, the Ran and the Ramban, and our Sugya, who say that in Lomdis they never could have been a Havamina, to have an Yisr Tevel by Zroi Lechayam Vekeva, since they're already mufreshes for umdays. Meaning what? So what that they're mufreshes for umdays? But you didn't give them yet. There's still a mitzvah to do. Why can't the Torah aser the whole animal until you do the mitzvah? Vice states from these Rishonim that the state of the Israel is because of the taruvis. And about their mufreshes for umdays, they're not ma'urav. So a different part of the animal, a piece of meat that doesn't have to go to the kayin, is not ma'urav together with the matanis of the kayin. So why would it be aser? So that's what the Rishonim mean when they say that it's not shayach and it's a tevel by matanis, because they're taka learning, like the Rashi in Yevamos, that is Mepnei Tshuma HaMu'urevespa. And the emes is that the Asan Derais, although he doesn't bring the Rishonim in our sugya, but there is a Ran. There's a Ran in the Durham that shtells on Akasha of why there's no Bittul, and the Ran over there explains why the Tshuma the Ran says Tshuma is able to be Teveles Mepnei She'ino Misbateles. Vayin Shom, why it's not bottle, but the Ran danned on why isn't the Tshuma bottle and Mamela there shouldn't be an Isser Tevel, and he explains, no, it's Einu Mispatelis and Mamela, it's Tevelis. Tshuma Tevelis Mepnei She'einu Mispatelis, that means that the seed of the Isser Tevel is because of the Taruvus HaTshuma Sheba, like the Rashi in Yevam Estaf Pebov. And Alpid Vereinu, that's also Mizbar from the Ran, again, this is the Lashon of the Ran and the Darim, that's also the seed that you see from the Ran and the Ramban here in our Sugya. Let's be moist for discussion. That's Me'inyin, Le'inyin, Va'isa, Inyin. Here we're discussing how strongly we take that which we pass in like a Rabbi, Barish, Sagaz, Le'inyin, that's not Ne'ig, B'chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara also said earlier on the daf that there are four other halachais that should come out according to Rabbi, that we learn Barish, Sagaz from Tshuma, with Exer, Shav, and Asin, and Asin. We should also learn a halacha that you need Shi'areha Nikarim. We should also learn a halacha that you can't be Mitzarev Chodesh with Yashan. We should also learn a halacha that you can't be nasi mimin al she'ine minoy, and there should be a halacha that hagadol b'ptur pater. All four of these halachas are true by Tshuma, and so the Gemara says that according to Riloi, those halachas should also be true by Reishis Hageiz. Now take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of the Parakin Halacha Aleph, Parakin of Halachas Bikur Halacha Aleph, paskins that Reishis Hageiz is only noig in Eretz Yisrael and not b'chutz la'aretz, like Rabbi Loi, like this Gemara by Mar Menachem Yitzchak Nohag Alma, Kerbi Loi, but in Halacha Ches the Rambam paskins that Reishis Hageiz does not need Shi'areha Nikarim. In Halacha Tes the Rambam paskins that Hagadol little b'Ptur is still Chayav, and in Halacha Tesvav the Rambam paskins that Chodesh and Yoshin are Mitzdarif, and the paskins that you're allowed to be Neitzmim Min Al She'ene Minay. In all four of the halachas that the Gemara is Tehillah on this, Machalik is really on the Chachamim, the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. Frek the Kesef Mishnah and the Mari Kurkis. If the Rambam paskins that is not Noyi B'chutz La'aretz, so that means the halachas like a Reloi. So all these other four halachas, which are also Tehillah on the Machalik is really on the Chachamim, how could the Rambam paskin over there like the Chachamim? And the Mari Kurkis explains, along the lines of what we were just seeing before, in the Rishonim's discussion like about Matonis, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is not saying that the halacha is like a Reloi. No galma, Kerbi. Like Tosis says, by Matonis, true, many Tanoim and Amoraim are not like that, but the minig is to follow Reloi's Shita. So the Marie Kirk says that even by Reishis HaGeiz, we're not saying that that's the Ikir Hadin. We're just saying that that's the minhag ka'olam, and therefore b'mayde nohug nohug, and b'mayde loy nohug loy nohug. And even though in cheshbon they should be totally zavizeb, but the minhag was machalik between them, and the alma never became nohug like Rabbi Loi in all those other four halachas. Just in the halacha that raises the gates is not knowing with chutzlars. There was a nohug alma Rabbi Loi, so the Rambam paskin based on the minhag ka'olam, not because he really holds from ikir din that the halacha is like a relay, but because of the minhag ka'olam. Now, if you take a look in the Torah says an even greater chiddush, which is based on the same lamdas. We'll come back and we'll see that the Rambam, though, is machalik between them. In the Torah, he really starts off the siman saying the opposite of a relay. He says, he brings down the lashon of the Mishnah, that reishis the gaze is noig, bein ba'aretz and bein b'chutz la'aretz. And then at the end of the siman, it's siman shin lamed gimel, the Torah writes, "Devar Torah reishes the goyiz noyeg ha'idna afilu b'chutz la'aretz." Midai writes, "It's noyeg nowadays even in chutz la'aretz." Ella shalay noagu kain. The Torah uses a lashon that the ikra din is that it's noyeg, but there's a minhag not to do it. He doesn't mean to say that you shouldn't follow the minhag. You're allowed to follow the minhag, but it's a minhag that's connected to the ikra din. And it's meduyik in the Torah. The Torah writes ha'idna. That Dvar Torah, it's noig ha'inna, afilu b'chutz la'aretz. Now, in the Mishnah had started off with two statements. The Rishis of the Gez is noig bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. And then it said, bein b'fnei ha'bayis, bein shalei b'fnei ha'bayis. How do we pass on the Gabi that second prat? In Eretz Yisrael, where Rishis of the Gez is noig, is it noig only b'fnei ha'bayis, or even shalei b'fnei ha'bayis? So the Torah's mavur, that in Eretz Yisrael, it's noig min ha-Torah, it's noig nowadays even min ha-Torah, even though it's shaloi b'fnei ha-bayis, but it's still noig min ha-Torah. The Derech Hamuna in Sifkat and Yud Aleph is medayik this in the Torah, that even though he, we'll see in a moment, the Rambam is not like that, but he's medayik, the Torah argues with the Rambam and holds at the Reish Zagez be'Eretz Yisrael is noig even midei Reisa. Meaning the b'fnei ha'bayis and shalei b'fnei ha'bayis is still true today, like it was always true, but only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. And even the l'chayra, that's a steer minei yubei. If it's not noig in Chutz La'aretz, meaning because we're passing like this din of Rabbi Loi, so in Eretz Yisrael, based on that same din of Rabbi Loi, they had learned from Trumas, like a mitzvah shluy ba'aretz, so it should need dafki b'fnei ha'bayis, shalei b'fnei ha'bayis, it shouldn't be midaraitz, it shouldn't be midrabanan. But the Torah, nevertheless, is mechalik, based on this same Sarah, that even though the minig is like a relay, but we don't really pass on like a relay, so it's only as far as the minig went. The Yidin Chutz La'aretz, the B'nai Chutz La'aretz, took on this hanhaga of not being noig gracious at gaze, meaning keneged the Ikar Adin, and they followed the Sheet of a relay, but since the Yidin of Eretz Yisrael never took on that minhag, because in Eretz Yisrael it's noig saivasai, it's just a question of whether it's Dereis or Derabonon. So we can't say that they ever took on the minhag of following Rabbi Loi. So the minhag of Eretz Yisrael is not like Rabbi Loi, it's like the Rabbim, Yachad Rabbim Halacha Rabbim. If it's like the Rabbim, then it's noig even min ha-Torah. So the Torah holds that in Eretz Yisrael it's noig min ha-Torah, even shloi b'fnei abayis, while the B'nai Chutz La'aretz don't have to keep this mitzvah, even though the Chayr is a steer min ha-Yubay, but like we're saying, because the Ikaridin is not like a Reloi, it's only because of the Minig, therefore Hechet Noag Noag, Hechet Alei Noag Loi Noag. So this tour is showing the same Svara that the Ma'ari Korkis said Bidas the Rambam. But what's interesting is that this tour is not like the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't go as far as the tour. Because when the Rambam, it's not so Mavur in the Rambam, but it's another Diyuk from the Ma'ari Korkis. The Rambam and Halacha Aleph. When the Mishnah had said that it's ba'aretz uvachutz la'aretz, the Rambam says no, it's only noig in Eretz Yisrael. It's not noig in chutz la'aretz. That's based on our Gemara. Then that which the Mishnah said bein b'fnei ba'is bein shalei b'fnei ba'is, the Rambam brings that down, but he adds the words kireishis hadagon, that it's noig even nowadays, just like truma is noig even nowadays. The Marie Kurkis says, what does Rambam mean with these words, just like truma? He means to be telling us that I'm not passing like the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that it's noig b'fnei abayis, v'shloi b'fnei abayis, meaning meikiridin mideraisa. Because reishis hagez is not a mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz. So it's just like tzitzis and tefillin. It's noig even in chutz la'aretz. But the Rambam paskins that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, not in chutz la'aretz, like a reloi who learned exer shor from Truma. That means he's treating it like a mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz. If it's a mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz, then meikiridin it's really only b'fnei abayis. But Zok the Rambam, but nevertheless, it's still noyig even shaloi b'fnei avayis, because kireishis hadagon, meaning just like truma is noyig midirabanon even b'zman hazeh, so reishis hagez is also noyig midirabanon even b'zman hazeh. So the Rambam brings down the words of the Mishnah, b'fnei avayis, b'fnei shaloi b'fnei avayis, of Zok the Rambam Rikorkis, but from that hisof, you see he doesn't mean to be passing like the Mishnah at all. He means be passing that shaloi b'fnei avayis, it'll be noig, but only midirabanon, because like a reloi who learns from Chuma, but just like Chuma is noig midirabanon nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, Reishis Hagez would also be noig midirabanon nowadays in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ma'ariv Korkis says that the Rambam added these words, Kareishis Hadagon, to be consistent, that if we're gonna passing like a reloi, and it's not noig in Chutz La'aretz, then who adin, it's not noig shaloi b'fnei avayis. But the Ma'ariv Korkis, that's the Ma'ariv Korkis on Halacha Aleph. But we mentioned before that the Ma'ariv Korkis on Halacha Ches was bothered, how come the Rambam doesn't pass on that you need Shiara and Nikarim? Let's be consistent. If a passing like a reloi, you should pass like a reloi, like I'll be all five of those halachas. And he said that even though in Cheshbon they should be totally zeb zeb, but since we don't really pass like a reloi, it's only a nohug alma kar reloi, so here the nohug nohug, here the nohug nohug. So how come the Rambam doesn't need to be consistent when it comes to the din of Chutz La'aretz, and then the other dinim like Shiur and Nikarim and Chadash Al Yashan v'chulu v'chulu, but he is being consistent like Abe the din of Chutz La'aretz and the din of Shalei B'fnei Abayis? So we have to be mechalek that those other halachas, those are be'etzem, they're separate halachas, they're not totally on one another in Lamdas. The din of Ba'in and Shiur and Nikarim is one din that the Torah said by Chuma. The din that it's Mitzvah Tzlui Ba'aretz, it's only Noeg in Eretz Yisrael, but Zman Shabbat Tzemek Tishkayim, that's another din that's written by Chuma. Be'etzim, you could have one without the other. Punkt, the Torah happens to write both of them by Chuma. If there's a Gzeir Shara from Reish Zagez to Chuma, so it should go on both of them, but it's still two Bazundur Halachas. On that, the Rambam was Mechalek, that Noho Galma Kerbeloi, but we don't really pass him like him, so we're only going to take the Halach of Chutz La'aretz, of Ein Noeg B'chutz La'aretz, but we're not going to take the other Halachas like the Halach of Be'in Shiar and Ikarim. But the din that is not noyig with Chutz La'aretz, together with the din that is not noyig with Zman She'emes and Mikdash Kayim, those aren't two bazundur halachas that the Torah wrote by Truma. That's all one and the same. That's the din of Mitzvah Tzluyos V'aretz. If something is only noyig in Eretz Yisrael, so by definition, that means Zman She'kedushasa Aleha, and if you hold the Kedusha Shnei, Kitchel Shatav Ale Kitchel Asad Lavi, so nowadays the Kedusha Sa'aretz was Pakas, so now it's just like Chutz La'aretz. So that which is not noig in Eretz Yisrael nowadays is the same din as that which is not noig in Chutz La'aretz. Memeil, the Rambam said that you can't be mechalik. So even though there's no nohug alma that the din in Eretz Yisrael nowadays should be midrabanon, but that's be'etzem. If we're not being noig reishis hagez in Chutz La'aretz, then be'etzem the din in Eretz Yisrael has to be only midrabanon. Masha enkin, the other halachas, even though the Gemara connects them to this halacha of ein noig b'chutz la'aretz, but that connection is not be'etzim because it's the same halacha, just they're halachas that are learned from the same makor, so that the Rambam held hechad nohug nohug hechad lein nohug lein nohug.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.